We turn our attention now to the Denver Film Society and the C Film Center. They're screening tonight this new film called Lucky Them. And the writer and producer and actress is Emily Wachtel in studio with us this morning. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning.
Excited to get you up in early in the morning. You're an entertainment person. These are unusual hours.
Very unusual. But, you know, I'm a New York Times, so I was up anyway.
Lucky Them. I guess it's described as this this rock journalist has one chance to prove herself again to her editor. A no stone unturned search to find out what happened to this rock star, Matthew Smith, and all the fun things that happen along the way. Kind of exciting. Is this story your story?
It is. It's semi-autobiographical. It started 10 years ago from the time we made it, 12 years ago from now.
So you were a rock critic?
I was not. I was an actress who obviously was not working a lot, and I saw a lot of music and dated a lot of musicians. But the thing about music, which I'm sure you can relate to, is that it takes you somewhere, you
okay.
know? And I was unemployed, and I was broke, and I was, you know, not in a great place. And
great material for writing.
Yeah, always, always, yeah. Let's go to the dark side, of course. But there was something about seeing live music that made me feel like my life was better than it was. And that was a big part of the inspiration. That and some other things.
Our guest is Emily Wachtel, who wrote and produced Lucky Them, showing tonight, screening tonight, and she'll be there at the screenings at the Denver Film Center. A writer on deadline pressure and a self-absorbed novice documentary filmmaker for your co-star, played by Thomas Hayden Church. It sounds glamorous and exciting and lots of room for humor.
Yes. We call it an unromantic comedy.
It's not a rom-com, it's a...
No, it's an unromantic comedy. I'll say it again. The other writer, Huck Bacco, who was my partner for 7 years, we had decided that if we were going to do a story, the kind of story I wanted to do, we were going to go down in flames. We were going to go down swinging, and we were going to try and do something that was the opposite of a rom-com.
Okay.
But you'll have to judge for yourself.
Well, let's hear this clip. This clip is where the star, her name again is?
Ellie.
No, the actress.
Oh, Toni Collette. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Yes, Toni Collette.
Yes.
And a girlfriend meet this novice filmmaker who kind of impresses the girls at a bar. Let's hear this clip.
For that, I had a software company and made about $300 million on an IPO. So I can pay the rent.
Yeah, but you were rich before that, right?
It's true. I come from one of the oldest families in North America, but truth be told, we lost our fortune in the panic of 1907.
1907.
Anyway, lately I've been taking some documentary filmmaking classes, and I love it. I really think it's what I'm meant to do in this world. I do. What do you do again, Ellie?
I'm a music critic.
Oh, that would be the worst job for me. I hate music.
All music you hate.
Is Bear Catholic? I mean, really.
I think he might be.
I mean, you like music?
Okay, well, I'm beat. I am so exhausted. It was really great singing, Charlie.
Oh.
But we...
Okay.
Dana. Do we? Must.
Yeah.
You know what, maybe we could get lunch sometime. I haven't seen you in 5 years, and it could be nice to see you again.
I say...
Yes!
I should be clear about one thing. I'm off dating, so...
Great. That takes the pressure off of me to do all the work in bed.
It sounds comedic, a little unromantic, because he's putting the moves on.
These funny, but unromantic.
This is the world of Thomas Hayden Church. He is one unusual person. Planet Tom.
Emily Wachtel, writer and producer of Lucky Them, showing tonight at the Denver Film Center. Congratulations, you got it made.
Thank you.
In the context of this Women in Film series, what's the key? What pushes you over the hump, the pitch? Maybe who you know. Kickstarter, yay. Rich friends.
Well, they called me on the set Tenacious E. because I really just, it's really a question of not giving up. Whether you know people or you don't know people, you have to push through so much more than you'll ever possibly imagine. I mean, nobody, I think if you talk to anyone who starts out either making a film or doing a project or whatever, they'll tell you that anyone you ask says, oh, you can't do you can't do this, you can't do that, I can't help you, I can't. Or they say they can and then they won't. And the thing is, you have to forget about that and keep your vision. And I think I think sooner or later, if you do that, it will work, you know.
And this show,
you got to keep hitting.
And you got this to show at Cannes?
No, that was the other movie, Shepherd in Dark.
It
premiered at Toronto International Film Festival, and then we sold it out of Toronto, and then went to Tribeca, and I guess in the fall we're going to do a whole bunch of stuff in Europe, because Toni Collette's, she's really big in Australia, and then there's England. And
here you are in Denver.
And here I am in Denver, which I've never been here before. It's so beautiful.
Yeah.
Except when I went running, I didn't understand why I felt like I needed an oxygen tank. And it was such a short distance. I literally felt like I was going uphill, and I wasn't.
You get extra credit for running in Denver.
It's a metaphor for making a movie. Running in Denver is the same as making a movie.
Nice.
It's just an uphill run.
Emily Wachtel, the writer-producer of Lucky Them, showing tonight at the Denver Film Center as a part of the Women in Film series. Thanks for joining us
this morning. Thank you, and thank you for everything. And I love jazz.
Well, thank you.
Play one for me, will you?
Be good is her name. And I sing my lion song and brush my mane.